Hello, everyone, and welcome to From Heartache to Joy. I am Gretchen Pritz, and I am your host today. Iram is just traveled back home to Pakistan, so she asked me to step in. Her jet lag is not good today, so we'll let her recover, and we will just dive right in here with Ina van der Velden. Ina, welcome, welcome, welcome. So happy to have you here.
Thank you, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you, Gretchen, and my good luck to Adam recovering. Hi, everyone, and I'm very happy. It's amazing to be here today.
Awesome, and it's such an important and often overlooked topic, so I'm really excited to dive into this today. We're talking about easy health restoration. Heal your sacred earth for ultimate health transformation. So before we dive in, I just want to introduce you all to Ina officially. Ina holds the qualifications of Bachelor of Science, Licensed Acupuncturist, PhD, an International Healer, and Instructor of the Traditional Chinese Medicine-Based Proprietary Healing System, Five Elements Rejuvenation, which is designed to restore your physical and emotional health. Ina is trained internationally, mastering over 20 healing modalities, holding degrees, diplomas, and certificates from 6 countries of the world. It is due to her extensive training and spiritual revelations, Ina is able to communicate with the universal field of love and the five elements of nature in order to help her patients create health, harmony, and balance within their lives. Recently, Ina's attention as a healer was brought to restoring people's deep spiritual connection to their sacred earth, which was lost or forgotten in the past. Ina was called by her masters to bring out the ancient teachings of Japanese five elements practices and help people experience instant transformation in their body and emotions to a blissful state of complete harmony and peace. Very soon, Ina's 2 books are coming out, this time for both children and adults. How cool is that? Tara Mission to Earth, as well as The Family Companion, which helped to explore the miracle of healing through observation, contemplation, and deep connection to forces of nature. Very cool, Ina. Congratulations to you. That's really exciting.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm very curious and really just want to dive in here with, you know, what is your sacred earth and why does it need healing, especially right now?
Okay, well, first, it's really amazing to be here. And I know that there are a lot of friends here on this program who will listen to it who know me as a healer. But there are also some new people, and that's why I'd like to tell you about my personal experience, because my personal experience was in close connection with the concept of sacred earth. And what happened is that 3 years ago, my stomach, which is part of my sacred earth, and later on I'll explain what it is in detail, was hit by bacteria, which is called H. pylori. And for those who don't know, it's severe bacterial inflammation of the lining of the stomach. Because it was not diagnosed for a long time, it started hitting my organs, my kidneys, spleen, lungs, liver, gallbladder, even my mind got affected. I developed severe anxiety. And the textbooks and Western medicine says it's a stomach bacteria. It requires a course of double antibiotics. Is that all? But why were my organs failing? And my experience says that that was the whole body problem. My whole body collapsed 3 years ago. And from that moment, I started my healing journey with healing first sacred earth, my sacred earth in a smaller sense, which is stomach and spleen, and going bigger and bigger, healing the sector, my sacred earth, within a bigger sense, which is, and what it is, I'm going to tell you right now. The thing is, like, that I'm healthy right now, but it took me some understanding, some research, and some contemplation to understand the vital importance of the sacred earth phenomenon, because it is a concept and it is a phenomenon, and it is the the term that was channeled by the masters, because I did not even know how to call it, but they say, okay, it's your sacred earth, so that's how I'm calling it. It's my sacred earth, it's your sacred earth. And I was able to create a whole body healing by restoring all the connections within my sacred earth to the universal love and light. And that's why I'm here. I'm presenting this program. And I would like to share what sacred earth is all about. There is an energy center in our body that is receptive to everything that is happening to us. And we are surprised why people nowadays are easily affected by stress, by ecological problems, by viruses, by bacteria, by toxicity from food, by words that other people say awkwardly or intentionally to hurt you, by emotions that these words produce in your body and other situations in your life. And This is happening, and in this world, which is not stable, which is affected by the pandemic, by the cruelty of the ongoing war and related stresses, our sacred earth and our, in a smaller sense, it's our stomach and spleen, they're affected first. And I would like to explain that smaller sense of this concept and the bigger sense of the concept of the sacred earth. And in the smaller sense, it is the central part of the body where our digestion organs are. It's, first of all, it's our stomach and spleen. And when you dislike something, you say, I can't stomach it. When you feel fear or anxiety, you say, I have butterflies in my stomach. When something disgusts you, you say, it turns my stomach. And when you have an intuitive feeling about something, you say, I can feel it in my gut. So your stomach, in reality, is the first place in your being, which reacts to the environment. And in this sense, it is the first response unit. In this sense, that's the area that responds to the environment, whatever the environment is, either the emotions or words or life situations or whatever, toxic food, air, it is your stomach that reacts first of all to it. And but your sacred earth has a bigger sense, and that bigger sense is the whole abdominal area, which in Japanese practices is called hara. And hara, simply from translated from the Japanese, hara is simply means belly. Yet there is so much more to this intriguing word. And at a deeper level, hara means one's true nature. And in that picture that you see in the description of the program, you see that hara. And I will tell you that all the organs, the energies of all the organs are reflected in your hara. But I don't call it hara. The masters call it your sacred earth. That means that there is even still a bigger sense to it. And still a bigger sense to it is that it is really your mission control. Your sacred earth is the control center of your whole being. It is like, let me think about an example. It's like an old-fashioned switchboard where all the connections are made. And in Chinese practices, also the earth element's energy, which are stomach and spleen energies, they are the central energies of your body. They are the pivotal energy which balance the energies of the whole body. So when we speak about our sacred earth, and I told you about my personal example, so my spleen and stomach were hit, but then all the organs got hit, including my mind, including my emotions. So what was happening there? And what was happening is that all the connections, links in my hara, in my sacred earth, everything that was supposed to make it strong, to make it beautiful, to be able to react to our environment in a strong way, they were damaged, broken, or forgotten. And unfortunately, that's what's happening to many of us. We have a problem, and we can have, for example, I have an example of a patient that I'm going to share with you. So that person came and asked me for a healing. That person said that she has severe anxiety and depression, and she is on medicine for anxiety. But then during the conversation, we found out that that person has really problems with the stomach. I mentioned it to her that according to Western findings of Western medicine, Western science, there is a direct connection between your stomach and your mind. When your stomach is affected, your mind responds to the inflammation, to the inflammatory process in your stomach by creating anxiety. At the beginning of the treatment, that person's stomach, that person's energy of your sacred earth was affected 80%. But when we went through the treatment and we treated your sacred earth, the energies of your sacred earth, and restored all the links and connections that were supposed to be there, then all of a sudden, two sessions, and the level of anxiety fell to 15%. This person who has been on medication for panic attacks and anxiety, she is off medication after two sessions, and her whole being, the internal strength, your core is much, much stronger right now. That is by healing your sacred earth, by healing the stomach. She was able to heal the mind. She was able to get rid of severe anxiety and get off medication. And that's absolutely, to me, it's fascinating because, and it's easy. And it's easy.
Yeah. Very cool, very cool. I love how you describe, because it's like, for me, a light bulb went on when you were talking about, like, you get a gut feeling, you know, like all of those situations, I'm like, yeah, that makes so much sense, because you get those feelings or something doesn't sit right in your stomach, or like, and it's like puts it all together that how important it is for us. So that really, really resonated with me. So what kind of, what happens when we're able to heal that sacred earth? Like what's possible for us? What has happened with some of your clients? What happens? Like how do we change? How does our health change?
I'm going to give you an example. Let's suppose that there's a work team or an athletic team, and this team has a bunch of good stars on the team, but they are not working together with the whole team, so this team is not functional. When the whole team is supporting each other and working together as a whole unit, that's a functional team, and this team has chances, big chances to win. And that is the concept of all the organs that can be applied to all the organs, are they working together or they're working separate? Are they working together for your beneficial health and all the connections are strong? And when one organ is hit, for example, by the environment or by something, right? So for example, if someone develops asthma and is hit by the environment, will the other organs support as they are supposed to be the whole body? I'll give you an example. There was a woman who came to me. She was recovering from COVID, and she developed crust on her face, and that was like kind of very bad eczema. But she was mostly over COVID. She coughed just a little bit, and she did not even show COVID anymore. So what happened? Why did she develop that crust on the face? And I will tell you, because everything is connected. And if you don't know that the outlet of the lung is the skin, you would not think that something that she developed is related to the lung. But because you know that everything is connected and everything is linked and everything is supposed to be strong and beautiful and to work in unison, in synergy with the vibrations of love light of the universe, then you would not pay attention to it. So we started healing sacred earth. We healed sacred earth, not even the lungs, but sacred earth, because lung, large intestine, stomach, spleen, it's all connected. So when you heal this first response unit, everything goes stronger, 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 and your beautiful body is able to restore its own energies. We are supposed to have a godlike body and a godlike life, which is perfection. However, we don't. And I will tell you that when these connections in your sacred earth are broken or lost, we experience a whole variety of symptoms. And it can start with digestive problems, which is in your sacred earth, which is in your abdominal area. It can be allergies to environment, to food. It can be anxiety. It can be low energy, bad sleep, problems with organs, stress-related issues, sugar imbalances, lingering patterns of diseases. We are all holding it in our sacred earth, and that's why it needs healing. It's not healing because our sacred earth is not strong. When we start strengthening and restoring all these connections in your sacred earth, all of a sudden your body starts using that incredible innate function of healing itself. It is supposed, your sacred earth is supposed to be our protective shield, our vital energy center, the control center of our whole being, our universe, and it is not. Why is it so? Because it is not strong.
Makes so much sense. That really makes sense. I would like to, I think we have Nadia on the line. I would like to talk to her. She's one of your clients who worked through this, and I'd love to hear about her experience. So let's bring Nadia on, and then let's all, I think you have a group process for us, Ina, so we can all kind of experience this for ourselves. So is that okay if we go in that direction?
Yeah, well, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
All right, awesome. So, Nadia, I am unmuting you now. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Hello, I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hello, welcome. Nice
Hi,
to meet
hello.
You.
Thank you. Well, just I've been listening to Ina speaking, and I think it's, I can't stop admiring the whole process, the whole experience that I had. A year ago, exactly in May 2021, I was diagnosed with the cancer of the womb, the cancer of endometrium. That was a shock. That was such a shock for me. And I thought, that's it. I've come to the end of my life. So just a friend of a friend of a friend advised me to get in touch with Ina. And I had a very nice set of sessions with Ina, healing sessions. And she was working with me with sacred earth and divine colors as well, and preparing me for the operation, because I was appointed for an operation, full hysterectomy. I was worried, of course. I was concerned. It was fear and everything there, all the emotions. So just Ina was supporting me during the operation. She was supporting me energetically. And during the recovery period as well. So actually, in 1 month, I completely forgot that I had an operation. And another thing, I can't explain, and nor could the surgeon who performed the operation. The thing is, this cancerous area had shrunk from 40 millimeters to 20 millimeters.
Wow.
Is it a miracle? I don't know what it was. But actually, just now it's more than, almost a year since it all happened. And I'm back to work. I'm back teaching. And I can't even remember that I had an operation at all. So the whole thing of the whole process of recovery and the process of pre-operation process was wonderful. It was a wonderful experience. And I can't be just grateful enough to Ina for doing that for me. That was a great experience, I must tell you. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. A miracle.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So happy for you, Nadia.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And thank you, Ina. Thank you, Ina.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining and sharing your story.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Awesome. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So let's experience this for ourselves, and then we'll take some one-on-one callers. So you can press star 2 to get in line to have Ina do a scan and a mini healing with you on your sacred earth. I see a bunch of questions too, so we'll address those. But let's experience this through the group process, Ina.
Okay, so this group process is called your sacred earth personal energy center activation. And we are talking, like, you all have that beautiful picture. Gretchen, thank you for posting it in the description of the program. So the energy center activation is the very center of the sacred earth, which is spleen. I'm going to do this process, and this process is intended to shift your sacred earth to a self-healing mode, but also it intends to improve your energy levels. It also brings prolapsed organs back to norm, tonifies muscles, strengthens the blood vessels. It promotes healing of varicose veins or easily bruising. It will help you obtain the best energy value from your food and restore your digestive energies. It's among all of other things, it does that one, but it also activates the internal self-healing process. So I would like you now to sit comfortably and close your eyes. Let's relax your muscles, your neck, your face, your back, your arms and legs, and your abdomen. And I am inviting my highest masters to participate in this healing. And I'd like you to put your right hand over your navel, slightly away from it, and your left hand over your right hand. If you are a woman, and if you are a man, your left hand first, and then your right hand. And I'd like you to start feeling the connection between your hands. And I'd like you not to think about anything, not to worry about anything, but just to feel whatever you feel. And now start feeling the area around your navel. And where our attention goes, our energy goes that way. So just look with your internal eyes and experience, feel, observe your personal energy center. And now I'd like you to say three times to it, sending your words through your hands. Love and blessings, love and blessings, love and blessings. And allow the energy coming from your words to start spreading first in that area around your navel, then to your whole abdomen, to your sacred earth. The energy will go where it needs to go. It will penetrate what it needs to penetrate. Observe it becoming as bright as the sun. Observe the healing, tonifying sun rays spreading through your whole body. Carrying the resonance with love and blessing from your heart. These beautiful sparkling rays penetrate every corner of your body, tonifying your blood vessels, muscles. You can feel your muscles becoming stronger. Or more relaxed if your muscles are too tight. It goes to all of your organs. This energy is of perfection, of love, light of the universe. This energy is normalizing your digestion. Just observe. And stay in the flow, be in the flow with the universe. If you feel like you need to move your hands, please do so. Because your hands, if your hands want to move, that means that they need to acquire the position like this for healing. Feel the whole aura bathing in this sparkle of healing, love and blessings of the universe. Love and blessings. Love and blessings, love and blessings. If some color goes through, comes through, just accept it. Accept it as the healing color for you. And these rays of love and blessings come from your aura and need love and blessings of the universe. Producing the magnificent effect of your personal energy center healing. Your sun meeting the sun of the solar system and your love and blessings meeting the love and blessings of the universe. And stay with this healing. Any healing is like a wave. It has its peak and then it's slowly subsiding, and it will keep on healing your sacred earth, activating and energizing your personal energy center. Let it heal your energy levels. Let it tonify your organs, muscles, your skin, your blood vessels. I'll give you a few more seconds to experience it and announce when the process is complete. And now this process is complete. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for that. My stomach was doing all kinds of gurgling and making all kinds of like grumbling noises. and then I felt like a release of all the tension in my body. Like when you started doing the muscles, it was very, very cool, very powerful. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Awesome. I'd love to hear how other people experience that healing as well. So you, if you're on the webcast, you can certainly write in and tell us how you're doing. We'd love to hear from you. All right. So let's take some live callers. I see a bunch of hands raised. So if you're ready, we'll start with that.
Yes, sure. Let's do that.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So our first caller, your first three digits are 817. 817, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi,
welcome.
Stacy. I was just wondering, well, when we were going through the process, I felt like a tire was around my midsection, and it wasn't like going like you think the tire goes around, you know, the waist and stuff like that. It was like you were, the circle was around my belly button. And it was just, it felt even like that kind of texture. So, and it was hard to get the light to go through and the blessings to go through.
Would you like me to comment on it?
Yes, please.
yeah, Stacy, a lot of people, have that area tight, and a lot of people needs really restoration of our sacred earth. So what is happening right now, the energy is pushing, because when the higher frequency energy goes through it, the energy starts pushing through the blockages, and that's why you felt, oh, that's interesting. Why is that love and blessing are not coming through? Because when the love and
right.
blessing.
And I did feel the push.
Yes, our love and blessing of our bodies should meet and merge with the love and blessing of the higher frequencies of the universe. That's when the highest healing is happening. So what is happening? Well, muscle tighten because they are in distress. When we are in distress, when our bodies are in distress, we tighten and we don't let that beautiful energy of love light come through. So that means that it needs some healing. And if you allow me, I will scan your whole sacred earth and I identify how much it is affected. And then
yes.
I will see, because you have that area tight, I will look into that area and I identify what's happening there. And then we'll do a little bit of a release. Would you like me to do that?
I would love for you to do that, most definitely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so immediately I see, and by saying how much it is affected, it's you understand that I compare it with the best love light of the universe, perfection, godlike body, right? So in this sense, everyone, every single person is affected. But the masters are telling me it's like kind of like 60-65%. But I would like to look now and scan that particular area that feels tight, if you let me, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so immediately I noticed a few energies of depression. So this area tells me, like I basically speak to that area and I'm asking it, why are you tight? And the masters give me that information that basically there are some depressive energies there, the energies of depression and the energies that life is not just to me. So these are the mental patterns. When they are released, the whole area is experiencing also the release. So with your permission, I'll just release it, okay?
It looks like her call dropped. So I think if you release it and then she listens to the replay, I'll keep looking if she – oh, there she is.
Uh-huh.
There you are, Stacey. We lost you for a second.
Yes, but
that
was
weird.
It
just totally disconnected.
Yes, but I'm working on you, Stacey. Don't worry anyway. So,
okay.
There's also the masters are telling me that the stubborn energies from the mind are connected to this area. So by releasing it, we are making your whole being, your whole body, your whole life, right? All the organs more flexible, the energies of the bodies more flexible. Okay, and if you say love and light right now, love and light, love and light, love and light, you might experience that it has shifted, as I see it on my screen.
Yeah, I definitely feel like my stomach isn't like poofing out like it was. It feels like I'm more standing more straight, like standing straight, as opposed to kind of with a rounded back, I guess. It's hard to explain, but yes, I can feel the light much more.
Yes, and it's area, like it starts, you're welcome, and it starts working as a team with other organs, as I can see. It's very, actually.
I feel,
uh-huh.
Pardon, well, I can well, feel like my third eye, definitely, like I feel a light, the connection from, it's opened more than what it was.
Right. Yes. And you can also feel, as I'm seeing right now, the left side of your brain started balancing with that. As there are forces that are balancing that area around your navel that you felt that tire, in commas, now I can feel that it's connected with the left side of your mind and it starts releasing as well.
Thank you. Wow. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Awesome. Thank you, Stacey, for joining us.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right. Very cool. Okay. Let me see. Okay. So our next caller, your first three digits are 732. 732,
you're
unmuted. Hi.
Hi. I'm Edna, and I just want to thank you both. Thank you both for doing this. Oh, my God, I'm ready. It's so crying. You're crazy. The last couple weeks, I've been having such terrible problems with my spine. I get like a feeling in my stomach, as you say, and then I feel like 50 pounds dropped. Like I'm not in pain, but my back, I'm literally bent over. I can't walk. I'm stuck in the house. It's just like I can't raise my hands to even wash my hair. I'm in a terrible state. Now, you mentioned about, you know, gut and all. For the last 40 years, I've had systemic candida. I've had a problem. It's affected all of my organs, my thyroid, my digestive system, and everything. But this thing with the back now I do muscle testing with the pendulum at home. Mm-hmm. And I keep asking, should I go to the orthopedic doctor? And I keep getting a no, and it keeps saying that it's emotional. Yes. And I can't go on like this anymore. It just feels like the whole back, just something inside drops. And then the weight gets so heavy that I can't stand. And now the rest of I can't even get to the chiropractor. And now the rest of me is all getting out of whack because I'm so bent over that the hips are hurting and my arms are so weak. Is there something you can see or do? Please help me.
Yes, Edna, well, while you were talking, will you give me the permission to scan you?
Oh, yes, please, whatever you have to do.
Yeah, okay. So immediately I can see that your sacred earth is 80% damaged. It's not, as I said, we are comparing it with a god-like body, and obviously you have a lot of problems, like I've seen worse. immediately when I start scanning the organs, and you can even look at the picture, I can see that it's the liver area on your sacred earth and the stomach and another area which is on the picture says TW, which is triple warmer, and basically it is the connective tissues in your whole body. Everything that is not organs, that's the connective tissue.
And, can I just tell you a quick thing? I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm like Nadia. About a year and a half ago, I had the hysterectomy for endometrial cancer, and they didn't get it all with the hysterectomy. But luckily, I was able to heal the cancer that was left with I don't know if you're familiar with the Royal Rife method of Pulsar machine at home. It's a holistic thing.
Yes, the Rife machine, yes. Yes.
All right. So I was able to cure the cancer that they didn't get with the hysterectomy myself at home. So I don't know if that has anything to do with anything now.
Because you have a lot of damaged connections, like with you, it would require some work or the whole program, right? But For now, what I see that the damage that I see immediately is in that sacred earth, in the areas. And if you look at the picture, it's liver, stomach, and triple warmer. And if with your permission, I'd like to give you a little bit of a healing, and I will tell you later what I know.
Just help me to walk so I can get up and walk. I'm like housebound. I can't do anything. I can't even go to a doctor if I have to because I can't get around.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to relax completely right now.
Okay.
Just relax. Just put your hands on your stomach, your right hand on your belly, and the left hand on top.
Okay.
And just tell yourself love and blessings, love and blessings, love and blessings. And I can see in your liver there's accumulated stress, like stressful situations from your life. They have accumulated there. And it's shifting. It's already shifting. Like when I look at it, it's shifting.
My thyroid has been a problem all my life.
And also the masters are telling me your whole body is thirsty. Thirsty, not for water, but thirsty for joy. So let's...
I've gone through a terrible time the last 5 years. I lost my business. Oh, it's so many things. It's just, you're right. I could use some joy. You actually made me laugh. Thanks.
And also the regeneration processes have slowed down. That's what the masters are telling me. The regeneration processes of the whole body, when our stem cells are supposed to be nice and healthy and produce, replace the old cells. That's what I mean by the regeneration process. So when I explain the package, the packages, it's that fourth step of multidimensional connections when we work with the first cell of your body, with the energies of the first cell of the body. That's what you would be talking about.
Okay.
So it's, so it's basically to restore all the connections within your whole body.
But I notice all of a sudden now I have so many wrinkles on my skin and my hands and my face, like things, you know, I've never had before. I always look pretty good. And it's just, it seems like you're right. Yeah.
Okay, how are you feeling right now?
Right now, I feel like something, believe it or not, like in the heart area. I feel something in my forehead. But, you know, I'm not walking, so I don't know whether I can walk or anything like that. But I feel energy in my body since you've been working.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so definitely I can recommend Package B for you because it goes very deep and it gives you the whole body healing.
Thank you.
So if you decide that you would like to take it up, to take up this program, then it will be a good one for you because it restores all these connections. And I will tell you more. So you started with your back, you started with your spine. And one would think, oh, that's the sacred earth is the belly. It's Hara. It's not. It is your whole body. It's the mission. It's mission control. It's the universe in itself. So by restoring it, you just switch on that button for the restoration process of the whole body. That's what it is.
But when you're off like that with the sacred earth, does that cause cancer too?
I cannot promise any healings, but as you heard from Nadia, the cancer...
No, I'm just saying to you, though, is your body being off like that? Can that cause cancers and stuff like that when you're...
Yes, of course, and that's my point. The body is supposed to work as one team. It's supposed to work in synergy as a whole. And it is not when one organ, let us say one organ, right? For example, something in the area of where cancer would appear, starts failing. In reality, the whole body, all the other organs and energy should help it to work as a team. But our body does not, because all these connections that were supposed to be between the organs, among the organs, with your mind, because your mind sends the signal to the organs to behave, right, or not to behave.
Right.
They are broken. They are lost. We don't know what it is to be in synergy with God-like energies, with love-like. We forgot about it because our mind created different patterns. And this healing, this program that I am offering, it restores all these connections within your body, within your organs, within the energies, within the tissues, and ultimately makes your body stronger and switches on that process of self-regeneration. Like in Nadia's case, well, it's a, you think, well, it's a miracle, right? From 40 millimeters, she still had hysterectomy, right? But why did it shrink from 40 to 20? And the doctor said, well, wow, why is that, right? Why, what was happening? Did my machine fail or something? And it did not. It just, for that amount of time, her body was able to self-regenerate itself to this, right? Meaning going back to what it's supposed to be, to a godlike body. And that means there's no cancer.
And that works in your mind too?
Absolutely. That works.
Because I've had depression all my life. Even when I was a little girl, I was very depressed all the time. You know, so I would love to be able to work on all of that. Thank you. Thank you so much. For this. God bless you both. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
you, Erin, for all these programs that she does. You know, thank you.
I will. And let us know how you do. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
I will
be getting a program. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Awesome. So since you're talking about the program, Ina, let's dive into it. I want to give everybody the URL so you can take a look at it, and then we'll take some more one-on-one callers. But there are a lot of questions about it, so let's dive in. The URL to take a look at Ina's program is orderjoy2020.com/Ina22. That's INNA22. So you guys can take a look at that or click the button on the webcast. You can just go directly to it from there. So, Ina, I'll let you take over and share with us what's in this program.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to share that there are two packages. What this program does, little by little, bit by bit, it restores in four steps. It's healing your sacred earth, and each step moves you closer to the ultimate health transformation. By healing your sacred earth, we're healing all that we are, not just on earth, but everything that we are multidimensionally. And in the example with Edna, it looks like she needs a lot of healing because she needs to restore in her body. Her body needs to remember how to restore all these connections within itself so that all the organs, tissues, her body will support. And that's true for all of us. To me, this is the universe in itself, and it needs some work. It needs restoring. And from my personal experience, you heard that it needs restoring. So this is a four-step process, and I would like you to explain package A to you and package B and how they differ. In package A, there are four MP3s, and they are professionally done MP3s in the studio, and they cover these four steps that I mentioned. They cover healing the organs in your sacred earth. The second MP3 covers the healing of stagnant emotions in your sacred earth, restoring a healthy connection with your heart and your central heart. MP3 heals stagnant beliefs and release them through your sacred earth mind healthy connection. And MP3-4 covers the multidimensional aspects. So it gives you healing of your sacred earth with the underlying energies of love, life, perfection, which exist in every cell of your body. So this is the basic, the backbone of your healing. Then there are four 1 hour, 15 minutes webinars. And during these webinars, there's a lot of healing to be done. We'll continue healing. As you understand, we don't want a crisis to your body. We want that healing to happen naturally and your shifts to occur naturally in a very nice, and gentle way for you. So these four webinars, which are healing webinars, they deal with that. And what happens is that during webinar one, we heal the organs in your sacred earth. And each webinar has a routine, a 10-minute routine. So you will get the recording afterwards, right? So you will be able to learn that routine, and you will be able on a daily basis to choose one or do all of them to your sacred earth, and then you will promote your own healing. There are several ways to do that. So in the second webinar, we heal your emotions, because these webinars, they correspond to MP3s, right? So in the first webinar, they are all healing organs. In the second webinar, we heal your emotions. And there is a very interesting phenomenon that the masters and healing practice that the masters taught me how to do, to heal with divine color. And there's also a 10-minute healing there included. In the next webinar, in the third one, we restore the sacred earth-mind connection. And here we know that there is a connection from your sacred earth to the mind through the vagus nerve, and that's what we do. Also, we restore the energies of the muscles, and I forgot to say in the previous one, we restore the energies, we rebalance the sugar levels. Why muscles? Why sugar levels? Because it's all the earth element. And we need to make it as strong as possible to withstand everything that is happening around us, starting with the stress and ecological problems, viruses, bacteria. We need to shift these lingering patterns of harmful bacteria or harmful virus, which our body, our sacred earth still holds. Number four is healing your sacred earth multidimensionally. And here we restore all these connections that were supposed to be there. For example, I will tell you that when a child is born, the umbilical cord is cut, right? Are we doing it in a nice, welcoming way to welcome a child into the world? Is it done in mind, having this beautiful process of welcoming a child and holding that very deep multidimensional esoteric meaning of it? No, the doctors just cut that umbilical cord and that's it, right? So in order to restore these multidimensional connections, which is part of the problem, so we go through another healing, that process, 10-minute process. So in each webinar, and it's a healing webinar, as I said, there are these routines, short routines that are included, so that you could use them at your own pace during the week. Another thing that is included in Package A is a handout how to use the program, which describes exactly how to listen, what to do with the MP3s, and what to take from the webinars. There is also a PDF handout for the webinars that I forgot to mention. So that is Package A. It's a very deep healing package. I absolutely love it. And yesterday I already got beautiful feedback from one of our clients, Susan. She wrote that she listened to all four and three, and she said, what a beauty. She loved them so much. But in Package B, you will get all of Package A, everything, but you also get two 30-minute group healings. As I'm telling you, It's not for nothing that I mentioned that as a team, it works much better. When there are people on the call, or doesn't have to be on the live call, but listen to the replay, there are people engaged in this particular activity. So a group healing is a very powerful activity, a very powerful exercise. So that's what we are doing during the healings. And the first group call, we are using the frequencies, high frequencies for your own healing of your sacred earth that are already existing on this earth. We are taking them from different, from the clear and pure energies of the waters, of earth waters, earth mountains, earth rivers. So it's a combination of frequencies and healings. And in the second group call, we are using multidimensional frequencies, which your masters, in combination with, and as a team with my masters, will bring through for us. So that's what we are doing during the second healing. But it also has this package, also package B, I mean, has also an 8-week healing support. And that's basically still to support this program, to still promote your healing. And there's a description of weeks of what we are doing each week. This is a distant healing, so at a particular time, you are just lying down or sitting comfortably and accepting this healing. And that is happening for 8 weeks, so that gives you 2 more months of healing. And the energies are programmed in such a way that even if you, for example, someone buys that package a month from now, you will still get that healing. You will still be able to download these energies because they are not, they are downloaded to you multidimensionally, and they're existing as a multidimensional package. So basically that's it. And I forgot actually to mention that during those healing webinars, on the last one, I will teach you and will create personal energy codes to support your own issue, support your own problem. For example, if someone has insomnia, we'll create a sleep well code. And so if someone has some other issue, like suffering from intense pain, we'll create a pain-free energy code. So basically, it's creating your own code for your own healing and then using it, promoting it. It will definitely make your life better, especially if someone like Edna, if you have a lot of problems. That's it. And of course, there is a session which is an add-on session. You can get it additionally, and that's a 25-minute session when I basically scan your own earth, sacred earth, and will promote your own healing, and will go deep, because when we start doing it, and people who worked with me, they know that there is stuff coming from previous lives that comes up. There's stuff that is locked in your DNA that comes up. So there are a lot of things that can come up on our screen that require and need healing. And that's what we do in this one-to-one session. It's tailored, it's personalized, and that's for you. I don't know, Gretchen, tell me whether I explained everything, or maybe you can add something.
Yeah, no, I think you did for sure. I want to ask a few questions here. People are asking, can healing your sacred earth help with balancing hormones?
Definitely. Definitely, because, you know, there's hormones, right? It's and that's not a specific organ, right? It's the whole hormonal system. If you are lacking or one of the hormones is imbalanced, that means that, again, that hormonal system is not working as a team, right? And when you look at that picture and you see that, okay, the organs are reflected on the sacred earth, and you think that, oh, it's just the organs. And I mentioned it already, that it is not the organs only. It is your whole body that is supposed to function as synergetically with love, light, frequency. And if one or more of your hormones are imbalanced, then we'll heal them. We'll switch on that process of self-healing, self-restructuring, and those hormones are falling into place. They are restored together with the whole body because it's part of the body, and it's also part of the mind, right? Because there are two sockets that the signals come from the mind, in the electrical socket, which is our nervous system, and in the hormone socket, which is the a little bit a slower way, but nevertheless, it's one body. Everything is supposed to work as a team, right? So yes,
How about with constant fatigue?
What is fatigue? Fatigue is the fact that the body doesn't have enough energy for life. And today our actually process, which is recorded, yes, Gretchen, can tell me, it's correct me, because it's recorded, the life process, it is also recorded, right? That is something to activate, to start activating your personal energy, because our personal energy comes from different factors. It comes from food, sacred earth, right? It comes from air, lungs, sacred earth. And it comes from your internal core, your strength, your connection with love light, your connection to God's energies. So it's all, again, it's all about the sacred, strengthening your sacred earth.
That makes sense. How about, someone's asking, can it help with severe hair loss?
Again, if you look at that sacred earth picture, you will see that the kidney energy is there. It's on the diagram, it's KI, so that is kidney. And why I mention kidney, because the outlet of kidney on the body is your hair on the head. So that means by strengthening the kidney energies, you are strengthening your hair. And you can, of course, there can be many more factors. And if you, for example, or that person who asks, if you buy an individual session, we can look what's happening there, because why do you have alopecia? Sometimes it's in your DNA. Oh, my father had that, and now I'm having that, or my mother, or whatever. Like, no, more typically it's with a man, right? But sometimes it happens with a woman. And again, so by strengthening your kidney, but it's not just the kidney, as I said, everything needs to work as a team. It's possible to have that restoration.
Perfect. All right. Someone else is asking, will the group sessions be recorded, and will they receive the recording afterwards?
Yes, and I would like to mention also that during the webinars and during group processes, yes, you get the recordings, you follow the same link as the live webinars, and there will be recordings available for you to download. The energies work as well as my clients say. The energies work in the entanglement mode, which means that they are there for you to take with your intention. So it recorded sessions, recorded webinars, healings will be as powerful as everything. Well, the only thing that when you come live, then at the end we'll do some mini healings for your particular problem, and then you can do it. When you attend, you can claim your healing, mini healing. If you don't attend, then you cannot claim your mini healing, but you can enjoy all the energies. They are all the same. There is no difference. And people are saying that, well, today someone was calling, oh, I feel something on my head, something on my third eye, something on my heart, right? It will be the same. Moreover, every time you will listen, it will be, your energy will be clearer and clearer. As Stacy said, oh, I feel like a tire around that area, tight tire. And it will release, but something else will come up afterwards. Because after one release, there will be another issue that will open up to your observation and to your healing. And that's, again, something that we'll discuss, and I will teach you how to do, and I will do it with you. And this healing will be available for you if you want to do it yourself, self-healing yourself. You know, that's a very open system. What I'm saying, the sacred earth, when I discovered it and when I restored my own energy, Gretchen and everyone who is listening, like I was on my deathbed. I was dying. And little by little, by restoration, my sacred earth and restoring all these connections, I'm very healthy now, because our body is supposed to self-regenerate. Our body is supposed to work as a clock. We're supposed to have a God-like body. And if we are not having it, then there is a reason for it. With all these centuries that we followed our mind, we lost these connections to the innate knowledge of ourselves. And our sacred earth is helping us to switch on the mode of self-restoration, of communication between the organs, of a teamwork between the organs, between the tissues, yeah, and with the love-like energies with God.
Awesome. I see a comment here from Susan. She purchased your program, and she listened to all four meditations plus the dolphin meditations, and she says they are all very beautiful and relaxing. I had tears in my eyes, but I'm not sure if it was the healing itself or because the meditation was so beautiful. Then she says, thank you, Ina.
You are very welcome, Susan. I noticed that it's not just you. I also had comments that we release, what is the eyes? The eyes is the outlet of liver energies. And you see there is liver there also on your sacred earth. And it doesn't matter. The fact that you had tears on your eyes meant that you had release. For example, when I do some of the processes myself, and listen to a meditation, I have tears in my eyes as well. But I know that's not because I like it so much, but it's because of the release. And through tears on our eyes, through yawning also, people release a lot. So it can be released, and it doesn't matter. Every single step on the way makes us a healthier person.
Nice. Awesome. All right. So let's get back to some more live callers. Also, I did want to let you guys know that the introductory prices are still available through today. So you can still take advantage of those introductory prices, which are available. So, all right. So let's talk to our next caller. Your first three digits are 907. 907. You are unmuted.
Hello.
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 Hi, yes. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Yeah. I have extreme energy problems, and I've had digestive problems and headaches, migraines, and just kind of the whole gamut.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you could do a scan.
Yes, thank you. I will do a scan. And actually, when you were talking, the masters already showed me that if your sacred earth, some connections that are coming to the heart are broken or lost.
Uh-huh.
So it's that area that has that. I can feel. It's all, well, the masters are telling me it's all about nurturing. It's all about self-love and nurturing yourself.
Okay.
That's what they're telling me. Okay, so do you want me to give you a little bit of healing for that?
Please.
And I'd like you to put your hands, your right hand and your left hand over your right hand on your sacred earth. And take a deep breath in and out. Well, a lot was happening, actually. There were some minerals downloads for you, and magnesium is one of them, but there were some others that they were just coming through, some essences of minerals. And yeah. So that's very interesting. There's also the energies that were coming from your childhood that were being restored right now. But that area, clearly, like it feels much lighter to me. What would you say? What did you feel?
Sometimes I have trouble feeling energies.
Uh-huh. And that's, well, you know, there are a lot of people who feel a lot, and there are a lot of people who don't feel anything. Like my husband doesn't feel anything, but it's going to use. But it's okay. The most important thing that you will feel the release of whatever symptoms, because the fact is that whatever symptoms we have are not necessarily the root, right? They're the symptoms. They are on the other side, and when we heal the root and we go deep and wide and we'll go into that multidimensional space of the sacred earth, then the symptoms will release by themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And also the masters are telling me knowing about yourself, so to spend some time in self-discovery, like really contemplating, what am I? And that's something that is very, very healing for you. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Hello?
Yes.
We're here. Can you hear us? Ina, can you hear us? Oh, she can't hear us.
I think she got lost this time.
Let me see. She's still here, but she can't hear us. Interesting. Interesting. All right. Well, I think she was wrapping up with your healing there. So don't worry if you can't feel it. Like she said, some people can't feel it, but it will be interesting to see if some of your symptoms start to release a little bit.
Well, I appreciate her help.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right. So, there now. Finally, she dropped. So let's give her a minute and see if she comes back on. I did see a question here from Arita. If you can email customer support, so that's support@fromheartachetojoy.com. Again, it's support@fromheartachetojoy.com, and they may be able to help you with that. So again, that's Arita. Let me see if anybody else has a question that I can answer. Until we see if Ina comes back. Any other questions, you can type those in. I'll hang out here for a couple more minutes to see if we get her back. Again, the offer is orderjoy2020.com. Ina 22, that's INNA 22. And like I said, the introductory prices are available through today. So if you're interested, they are super low. We usually typically don't have offers this low. So, wanted to make sure that anybody who needed this program was able to get in. So thank you for that, Ina, and thank you for extending those introductory prices for through today. So you had time to listen to her and listen to the importance of your sacred earth and how it all goes together with your health, that interconnection. So it's really important. So I don't see her back, so I think we will end today's call. I just want to take a minute to thank you all for being here. I appreciate you. I love spending this time with you, and haven't done this for a while. So glad to be back and glad to connect with you. If you have any questions, please let us know. Otherwise, thank you so much for being here, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thanks.